Flood water taints tap water. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's a situation in Mississippi's capital, Jackson, where flooding damaged a water treatment facility, so pressure is low. And Governor Tate Reeves urges residents don't drink it. He declared an emergency and will lead distribution of drinking water.
We need to provide it for up to 180,000 people. For an unknown period of time.
An FBI special assistant agent in charge in Washington is retired. Timothy Tebow is among those named by Republican Senator Chuck Grassley in a July letter to the FBI director, citing whistleblower claims of FBI political bias. Tebow had reportedly tried to interfere in the investigation into President Biden's son, Hunter. Now, Tebow was not involved in the FBI search of former President Trump's Florida home. Ahead of a Thursday hearing where a judge may appoint a special master like Trump asked for to review classified documents taken,
the Justice Department identifying a, quote, limited set of materials that potentially contain attorney-client privileged information, as former President Trump insisted when the raid was carried out.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Ukraine has launched a counteroffensive against Russia more than 6 months after the invasion in areas Russian forces took control of, with President Zelensky saying they'll chase them to the border. This is a team of U.N. experts arrives planning to visit a Russian-controlled nuclear power plant feared to be in danger.
They're currently in the capital of Kyiv and will travel to the Zaporizhia power plant in the days ahead. Delegates will examine the functionality of the facility and check the safety systems, especially since shelling last week knocked units off the power grid for the very first time.
Fox's Alex Hogan. Serena Williams will keep playing tennis at least one more match after a first-round win last night at the U.S. Open, where fans paid tribute.
She's just a legend, a trailblazer, I mean, on and off the court.
She represents grit, determination.
Williams has hinted this could be her final tournament. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
The U.S. is monitoring the situation in Ukraine closely, and National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the biggest concern remains that nuclear power plant.
On the now Russian-held Zaporizhia power plant in Ukraine, Kirby says U.N. inspectors should be allowed to assess operations. In addition,
Russia should agree to a demilitarized zone around the plant.
Kirby says it's no place for combat. In Iran, as leaders there threaten to not adhere to a reestablished nuclear deal unless inspections stop, Kirby declares,
it's preferable to be able to return to full implementation of the nuclear deal without having any open safeguards issued.
Iran's leadership says it wants facility inspections to end before re-entering any deal. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Now, Republicans don't want the Biden administration to re-enter that nuclear deal with Iran that President Trump pulled the U.S. out of in 2018. Iran has closed its border with Iraq, where there's unrest in the capital, Baghdad. At least 30 people killed in fighting between Iraqi security forces and supporters of influential cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, who announced his retirement from politics months after his party won a large share of seats in Iraqi's parliament, but not a majority, leading to months of political uncertainty. Back here in the U.S., don't expect many more COVID test kits in the mail.
The federal government is suspending its program sending free COVID test kits to Americans at the end of the week.
Congress hasn't provided the COVID funding. We need to replenish the nation's stockpiles of tests. As simple as that.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says 600 million tests were distributed and says a limited supply of tests will be stockpiled in case of a surge of cases in the fall. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rebound. Futures are rising along with most overseas markets after another sell-off. The Dow has dropped nearly 1,200 points the last two trading days. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.